The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, today we're going to start out with the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Friday through Sunday, January 28th through the 30th, it's rent. For a quarter century, Jonathan Larson's Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning masterpiece, Rent, has inspired us to choose love over fear and to live without regret. Its immeasurable emotional impact has forever changed the world of musical theater. Monday, January 31st, Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, the Time Bubble Tour. The critically acclaimed TV series Mystery Science Theater 3000 for the uninitiated is on Netflix. At more than three decades, the series has garnered the Peabody Award for Broadcast Excellence and multiple Emmy Award nominations. Tuesday, February 1st at DPAC, The Choir of Man, the best pub show you've ever seen. Known across the globe as the ultimate feel-good show, The Choir of Man offers up 1 hour of indisputable joy for all ages. It's a party. It's a concert. It's the best pub lock-in you've ever been to. Featuring pop, classic rock, folk, Broadway, and pub tunes, The Choir of Man has something for everyone. Wednesday, February 9th at DPAC, Neil deGrasse Tyson. The Inexplicable Universe, Unsolved Mysteries. An entire lecture on all the stuff we know nothing about in the universe, from before the universe began to the nature of dark matter and dark energy in modern times. This talk leaves the audience admiring the tenacity of scientists on the frontier who are deeply steeped in ignorance. Okay, Friday, February 11th, Nashville Songwriters. The writers behind dozens of number one country hits bring their songs and stories to help benefit three local organizations, Kids Notes, the North Carolina Boys Academy, and Voyager Academy Friends of the Arts. Eight top country music songwriters will sing their hits and share their stories, bringing fans closer to the creative process that has produced some of the biggest hits in country music. Saturday, February 12th, Leanne Morgan, the Big Panty Tour. Morgan's style of comedy combines her southern charm and hilarious storytelling about her own life into an act that keeps fans coming back for more. As a married stay-at-home mother of three, people often accuse Morgan of spying on them because she seems to be living their same life. The fact that so many can relate to her comedy has made Morgan a hit even among the strangest of audiences. Monday, February 14th, it's Letterkenny Live on Tour, featuring nine of the most beloved cast members, along with never-before-seen sketches and more. Letterkenny revolves around the dust-ups Wayne Kiso and his pals getting into with their own small-town rivals. For the Hicks, kids, and hockey players of Letterkenny, getting your butt kicked is a legitimate concern on a day-to-day basis. Thursday, February 17th at DPAC, Hassan Minhaj, the King's Jester Tour. Hassan is the host and creator of the weekly comedy show Patriot Act, that premiered on Netflix in 2018. The series explores the modern cultural and political landscape with depth and sincerity through his unique comedic voice. Saturday, February 19th, Black Violin, The Impossible Tour. Fans can expect to hear top hits like Impossible is Possible and Show Up from the album that Billboard claims continues to celebrate Black Violin's genreless approach to music. They've spent last year finding creative ways to share their music with fans. Sunday, February 20th, Alton Brown Live, Beyond the Eats. Tuesday through Sunday, February 22nd through the 27th, it's Hadestown. Thursday, March 3rd, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, Beyond Order. Friday, March 4th, The British Invasion. Tuesday, March 8th, Christone Kingfish Ingram. Wednesday, March 9th, and Friday, March 11th, it's Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Relapse Tour. And then Thursday, March 10th, Toto, Dogs of Oz Tour. Okay, let's switch gears to some of the clubs in Raleigh. Lincoln Theater will start off with on East Cabrera Street. Tuesday, January 29th, An Evening with Railroad Earth. That's at 8. Wednesday, January 26th, The Hellraisers Tour, Cheat Codes with Castra, and that starts at 9:30. Thursday, January 27th, Dopapod. Friday, January 28th, Who's Bad? The Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience at 8:30. And then starting February 3rd, which is a Thursday, we have four different shows from American Aquarium. Thursday, February 3rd, it's with Old 97s and Margot Silker. That show starts at 8. Also on Thursday, February 3rd, American Aquarium three-night package. Friday, February 4th, American Aquarium with Aaron Lee Tajan, or Tajan, that starts at 8, as well as on Saturday, February 5th, American Aquarium with Zach Bryan, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, February 6th, Jason Adamo's Singer in the Round at 7. Wednesday, February 9th, Corey and the Wong Notes featuring Antoine Stanley and special guest Sierra Hull. And that music starts at 7:30. Friday, February 11th, Cooper Allen at 8:30. Saturday, February 19th, Corey Smith at 8. Sunday, February 20th, Brian Fallon with the Warriors. Also, Hurry. That all starts at 7:30. And then Saturday, February 26th at 8 o'clock, Mother's Finest with Will McBride Group. That's all at Lincoln Theater. Over at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, most shows there start at 9 o'clock unless noted. And the first one is noted. Wednesday, January 26th, J.D. Simo and GA20 starts at 8. Thursday, January 27th, Joe Buck Yourself with Unknown Nobodies. Friday, January 28th, the Beatmakers Ball. Saturday, January 29th, Twisted Tower Die with Children of the Reptile and Nightmare. Sunday, January 30th, Glory Days EP Release Show, benefit of Woman and Eternity Living Nonprofits. That show starts at 8. Tuesday, February 1st, Clint Roberts with Shea Martin Lovett at 8. Wednesday, February 2nd, Wednesday Night Titans. Thursday, February 3rd, Green Street with Late Notice. Friday, February 4th, Death Crown with Hylic and Everwraith. Saturday, February 5th, Pluto Gang with By George. Sunday, February 6th, Michael Kilgore with Sutton at 8. Tuesday, February 8th, A.J. Smith with Alex Embler at 8. Also at 8 on Wednesday, February 9th, Big Mountain with Mighty Mystic. Thursday, February 10th, Susto. Friday, February 11th, The Tan and Sober Gentleman with Rebels Fox. Saturday, February 12th, Lily Hyatt with the Harmelies. Then Sunday, February 13th, Jim Avett, and his show starts at 7. Alrighty, at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. So, Sunday, January 30th, Courtney Barnett. Thursday, February 10th, Killswitch Engage, Atonement Tour North America 2022. Saturday, February 12th, Corday from a Bird's Eye View Tour. Tuesday, February 15th, Subtronics Fractal Tour. Wednesday, February 16th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, February 18th, Mitski. Saturday, February 19th, Umphreys McGee. That's at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Checking the two comedy clubs in the area, Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street, Cary. Thursday through Sunday, January 27th through the 30th, it's Dusty Slay. You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Stand-up comedian Dusty Slay grew up in a mobile home neighborhood in Alabama, and his observational comedy and eternally optimistic outlook are peppered with ironies. Growing up poor, a love for both hardcore country and classic rock, a career history peppered with jobs like waiting tables and selling pesticides. Thursday, February 3rd, Raleigh Improv, Josh Potter. Josh is a stand-up comedian, panty aggregator, foot model, and podcaster. He got his start on morning radio in Buffalo, New York. Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Margaret Cho. Beginning with her early days and as an up-and-coming stand-up comedian in San Francisco, Margaret has always been the agent provocateur of entertainment. Never one to shy away from any topic, there is literally nothing off-limits when it comes to sharing her views on family, gay rights, politics, sexuality, bullying, and so much more. Friday through Sunday, February 18th through the 20th, Orrin Adams. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, it's Ricky Smiley. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street, Wednesday, January 26. The Jimmy Dore Show. He's outrageous and outraged, bothersome and bothered. A crucial, profane, passionate voice for progressives and free thinkers in the 21st century America. That from Patton Oswalt. Thursday through Saturday, January 27th through the 29th, Nick DiPaolo. In this day of watered-down comedy, Nick's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29th, Gianmarco Cerisi. Gianmarco made his television debut on CBS's Blue Bloods, playing Tom Selleck's waiter, a role he prepared for by actually becoming a waiter for 12 years. Sunday, January 30th, Ben Brainerd. Ben is a comedian with a natural ability to make any crowd laugh. Ben has toured the country and has produced several shows for Army Reserve units. Thursday through Saturday, February 3rd through the 5th, Esther Povitsky. Friday and Saturday, February 4 and 5, Steve Gillespie. Wednesday, February 9th, Kenny Garcia. Thursday through Saturday, February 10th through the 12th, Jay Larson. And Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Caitlin Palufa. And a special note, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. All right, checking out some of the goings-on at town events around the Triangle. In Cary, the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series has three shows coming up in the finale of the season. Friday, February 11th, it's Blue Jupiter. Sunday, March 30th, time for three. And Saturday, April 9th, Ian Sherwood. Black History Month, African American celebration. The entire month of February is River City Drumbeat. River City Drumbeat is a documentary of 95 minutes. It's a powerful story of music, love, and legacy set in the American South. Edward Nardi White devoted three decades to leading the African-American drum corps he co-founded with Zambia Nkrumah in Louisville, Kentucky. Together, they inspired youth from their West Louisville neighborhood to thrive by connecting them with the art and cultural traditions of their African-American ancestors. Also in February, Through the Night, an intimate cinema portrait of three working mothers whose lives all intersect at a 24-hour day center. A mother working the overnight shift as an essential worker at a hospital. Another holding down three jobs just to support her family. And a woman who, for over two decades, has cared for the children of parents with nowhere else to go. Wednesday, February 17th in Cary, Backyard History, Cary's African American community. Like that of so many towns, Cary's history was for many years a story of black and white, together yet separate. Learn the stories of Cary's thriving African American community as historic photographs, maps, and documents provide rich visual material to complement narration by town historians. This is a virtual event. Register through MyCary. Saturday, February 20th, Future of Black History, an online experience. True Access, in collaboration with the town of Cary, presents the fourth annual Future of Black History Month celebration, an online experience. The Future of Black History Month will celebrate and connect the contributions of African Americans across diverse cultures and generations and deliver an inclusive and engaging edutainment experience for the citizens of Cary and the surrounding areas. It's 9 to 11 on February 20th. You can register at shorturl@AT/GRCOS. And we'll move on to the Haley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Saturday, February 12th, the Triangle Russian Festival. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. The Golden Gates Folk Dance Group and the Moscow Knights Trio are back with two performances this year and will perform Russian and Georgian music and dances. Sunday, February 13th, Tresidig presents Voyages. Tresidig is pianist and musicologist Amy Ziegler with saxophonists Nicholas Lira and Mary Huntimer. Their fall program highlights compositions ranging from the romantic music of Dame Ethel Smith and the lyrical chromaticism of Lucy Robert to recent works of the American composers Alex Shapiro and Pulitzer Prize winner Jennifer Higdon. This is part of the Classical Music Series at Halle Cultural Arts Center, and the show starts at 3. Then two other events at Halle Cultural Arts Center, Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27. It's Senior Showcase. Sunday, March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman. Again, Classical Music Series. The show starts at 3. Okay, moving on to the Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, February 26, the Garner Showcase of Talent. There are two performances, one at 3, the other at 7. Saturday, March 12, Diamond Creek. Often described as five gifted musicians who are traditionally rooted, yet distinctly contemporary because of their soulful and heartfelt singing and dynamic picking. Their show features modern interpretations of golden-era bluegrass and classic country with a sprinkling of old-time string band music, gospel originals, and toe-tapping instrumentals. Also at Garner Performing Arts Center, Thursday, April 7th, Words Unspoken, and it's part of the National Poetry Month. And Friday, April 29th, Willie Bradley. Bold, edgy, yet simultaneously charming and beautiful, well-described, the music of artist trumpeter Willie Bradley. Okay, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday through Saturday, February 3rd through the 5th, Sylvia. This is the second production in the community theater season. The play is a smart, silly, sophisticated, and occasionally salty comedy about relationships, nature, and growing older. Performance each day starting at 7:30. Friday, February 11th, comedian Nancy Witter. This is part of the Clean Comedy series. Growing up in a very large Irish Catholic family and struggling as a working single mom for 20 years gave Nancy all the comedic material she needed to sustain her throughout her long-standing comedy career. Friday, February 18th, Celebrating the Power of the Spiritual by Jonathan Blanchard, a musical journey celebrating African-American music from its inception. The Negro Spiritual serves as the inspiration and the springboard for exploring other genres like gospel, jazz, R&B, blues, funk, and hip-hop. Checking out the schedule at the Clayton Center, Friday, February 11th, False Negative, an evening with John Waters. A rapid-fire, one-man, spoken-word vaudeville act that celebrates the film career and joyously appalling taste of the man William Burroughs once called the Pope of Trash. This show is intended for mature audiences. Content may not be suitable for individuals under the age of 18. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 26th at the Clayton Center, Susan Werner. Susan composes skillful songs that effortlessly slide between folk, jazz, and pop, all delivered with sassy wit and classic Midwestern charm. Saturday, April 9th, an evening with Sean of the South. That's Sean Dietrich. And Thursday, April 28th, Paul Thorne. All right, let's check out a few of the things coming up at Carolina Theater. Thursday, January 27th, it's Tig Notaro, the Hello Again tour. It starts at 7. Rolling Stone, by the way, named her one of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. Friday, January 28th, Ashley McBride, This Town Talks tour. McBride cut her teeth playing country songs in rural biker bars, and it shows. Her 2018 major label debut, Girl Going Nowhere, charmed the New York Times, NPR, Rolling Stone, Paste, The Washington Post, and more, all en route to landing a Grammy nomination for Best Country Album. Saturday, January 29th, Whitney Cummings, her Touch Me tour. She's a comedian, actor, writer, producer, director, and host of the podcast Good For You. Show starts at 7. Tuesday, February 1st, it's February 1. On this remarkable day in history, the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. The film depicts the Greensboro Four as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro. There are two shows, one at 9:45 a.m., the other at 11:20 a.m. This is part of the Arts Discovery educational series. Thursday, February 3rd, the Alan Parsons Live Project Tour. Saturday, February 5th, Shana Tucker. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny, the Side Eye Tour. Friday, February 11th, it is Kathleen Madigan, Do You Have Any Ranch Tour. And I thought I had some other stuff. Oh, yes, I do. Sunday, February 13th, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Thursday, February 17th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, Straight to You Live Tour. Then Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th, Fortune Feimster, Too Sweet, Too Salty Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.